This is Twit.
So, first of all, Microsoft did its first public demo of Project X Cloud, right, which is this coming game streaming service. They streamed one of the Forza games to, I think it was an iPhone or a smartphone of some kind that was mounted onto an Xbox controller. And then they issued a blog post where they kind of said what you would expect them to say, right? Which is, you know, we don't expect this to take over for consoles and PC gaming. It's going to be complimentary. It's going to let you play where you want to play, but, you know, but of course they're going to say that, right? Like, they have a business now that they can't destroy by saying this new thing is going to be everything, but this new thing is going to be everything, I think. I mean, not that consoles and gaming PCs go away completely, but I think we're already in a place today where the vast majority of gaming that occurs is occurring on these mobile devices anyway. And I think this is going to bring high quality arcades, you know, or 3D style professional games where they belong, you know, which is wherever people are. So I think it's kind of cool. A console in many ways is like a desktop PC was, you know, a decade or so ago. I mean, naturally we move to these devices, that laptops, 2-in-1s, whatever, where we can compute from anywhere. And I think that's happening with gaming. And I think that's what this is all about. So that's kind of cool. And then there were a bunch of smaller announcements that occurred as part of the same Inside Xbox broadcast that they did. There's a new version of their see-through controller, which is really white. It's white. It's really transparent. It's kind of cool looking. It's $70. It's coming out in April. Not the Elite controller everyone's looking for, but does look really nice. And then two game-related things that are actually really huge. And when you hear them, you kind of wonder why this didn't happen before. One is that Minecraft is finally coming to Xbox Game Pass. And I think that happens in April as well. And it's one of those things where you hear that and you're like, right, why wouldn't that have been in Xbox Game Pass? You know, one of the deals with the Xbox Game Pass was all first-party games are going to be there. And anyway, now it will be. And then perhaps even bigger, the Master Chief Collection, which is all the main Halo games, had come out on Xbox One actually right a couple of years ago at least. It is coming out finally on Windows. And so we haven't seen a top-tier Halo game on Windows since Halo 2 was released in the Windows Vista timeframe. So this is going back, what is that, 12, 13 years. I don't remember the exact number of games, but it's, you know, Halo 1 through 5 plus Halo Reach and some other games. They're going to release it over time. It's not clear if you own Master Chief Collection on Xbox, if you just get it for free on Windows. You know, there's not a lot of information yet, but they did confirm that they're remastering all the games, bringing them to Windows. It's a big deal. I don't know why this hasn't happened yet. Halo is their biggest gaming IP. Well, maybe Minecraft is now, but Halo is the one they've had forever. And they just don't seem to do a bunch with it. But now they are finally bringing it to Windows. So finally, I'm not going to go through all the games, but Microsoft, ahead of this, the GDC rather, announced 13 new ID at Xbox games. Just as a reminder, that's their independent game studio program. And so they have, I don't know, some 24 or 36 games they're going to be promoting at the show. But they announced 13 new ones just the other day. And then in kind of a goofy cross-platform note, and I don't know how this – I'm not really sure how they get away with this, but Epic's now by default, if you play Fortnite on Xbox or PlayStation 4, you will be teamed up against players on either console. So you'll actually be cross-platform gaming.
Is that good or bad? It feels like that's bad.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
In my opinion – PS guys are kind of...
That's the problem. See, I think that's how Xbox guys think.
Kind of shady.
They don't want to hang out with the PS guys.
Yeah, we're there for a reason. I don't know. I'm curious about that. So that one's interesting. I generally speaking, I would say I'm for this kind of thing, especially when it's a console. Once you move something to, you know, PC and Xbox, it gets into kind of a gray area.
Yeah, but that's because the controls are so different.
Yeah, but I Xbox, PlayStation, yeah.
We're talking about the PlayStation. People are such weenies.
Having played the recent Call of Duty games on both consoles, I will say the experiences are nearly identical. It's the same sort of,
as long as
people
same,
camp in the same place, as the same idiots, you know.
But it's mostly about the controls and latency, and you know, you want to be at parity.
Yeah, right. I mean, so I don't know how they're doing this. In fact, I thought Sony explicitly blocked this kind of thing. So anyway, they've enabled it. I don't know what to say. So I haven't tried it, but it's interesting. It's Wednesday, so we have another Xbox One sale. This sale, which I don't remember how long it runs, it doesn't really matter, but If you buy any Xbox One or bundle, which means Xbox One S or Xbox One X, you can choose from an unknown list of games and get a free game up to $60 value. So a lot of times what we see on Xbox is you get $50 off. So depending on which game you get, this might actually work out in your favor. Anyway, the general advice here always is don't ever buy an Xbox if it's not on sale. They're always on sale. You can wait a week. It will be on sale.